Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, 2020 has shown us that adapting to change is pivotal to surviving because we now know how crucial timely data transfer affects our daily lives. Manual input of data is no longer feasible, and any mishaps in the end-to-end chain could be the breaking point for organizations. Digitalization and automation are central to moving forward. The Timely National Identity Initiative enables all in Singapore to transact digitally and further affirms the need for businesses to embark on digitalization, have seamless integration of various business operations to enhance customer experience, and to have clearer insight on business data to foresee future business trends and priorities. For more insights, we speak to Zakir Ahmad, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Asia Pacific and Japan at COFAX. Zakir, thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Howie. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Always a pleasure to speak to you. So let's just start with the big million-dollar question, shall we? Looking back at the budgets of 2020, do you think the government initiatives have helped enough with regard to business resiliency, digitalization, and automation, now that we know how essential they are to survival?
Yeah, great question, Howie. And I think let's look at Singapore. It's done a fantastic job of introducing a lot of different programs. I mean, you talk about skills enhancements, you talk about relevance in the market, employability. So, you know, from my perspective, I look at the budget of 2020 as being something that the government needed to do to be able to sustain and to be able to maintain business continuity. Budget 2020 was targeted towards helping Singaporeans ride out the technology disruptions. So these different programs for different types of organizations, whether SMEs or large enterprises, was really built for keeping the lights on, so to speak, in different organizations. Importantly, you know, I mentioned SMEs. They've been getting a lot of great support from the government funding, and the introduction of Enterprise Transform Package, as I'm sure you're aware of, is helping them embark on this digitization journey. SMEs are in a very important part of the economy, as you know, in Singapore. They make up 78% of the workforce and contribute 48% of the GDP. So from our perspective, you look at budget 2020 as being something that was done to put together a transformation and growth for Singapore over the next couple of years. I believe there was $8.3 billion for the next 3 years that was reserved. So yes, there was, you know, certainly it helped the economy, but I think there's some interesting things coming in 2021.
Like what, Zakir, since you mentioned it, what do you think will be in budget 2021? I mean, were there areas that budget 20 didn't cover maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, the Singapore government did a great job of ensuring that the economy remained stable despite the global pandemic in 2020. And it was, you know, from our perspective, it was an outstanding job because it provided the short-term relief that businesses needed. So what's coming in 2021 from what we can predict and foresee is budgets will hopefully, it will allow Singapore businesses to be able to propel and get back into the global arena and ahead of the game. You know, the world has gone through a lot of transformation, as you can imagine, over the last 12 months. An accelerated digital transformation program is probably be part of the 2021 budget, we think. So that includes new sales building, upskilling and building relevant capabilities, financial schemes to be able to support digital transformation, providing consulting and leading for businesses so they can emerge from this pandemic, they can be stronger and they can be well placed with digital transformation.
You mentioned that companies face these challenges pivoting in 2020 because in the immediate term at that point, it was to allow their employees to work from home. So that looks set to continue in the future, needing this sort of hybrid workforce, if you will. How else then can businesses build resiliency during this time? What's next?
Okay, sure. So you're absolutely right, Howie. We're living in a very rapidly evolving world. And given the situation around the pandemic, areas such as automation and digitization have become vitally important for businesses and for business resiliency. Also, as you know, some countries and some companies have been more fortunate than others in navigating through this whole situation and some of the challenges that businesses face in working from home and putting their employees in a remote location. If you take Singapore as an example, most organizations here were very quick to move towards a remote working culture and adopt the automation within their business processes. And they wanted to make sure that they got on the bandwagon very, very quickly. And that is really where the true benefits of something like automation will come into play when they are operating with a reduced workforce and when large percentage of your employees have been transitioned to work from a home environment. Automation can play a key role. It can help organizations bridge the productivity and safety gap. So we are all faced with this real life challenge of what is being called a new normal. And businesses are leveraging technologies like intelligence automation to remain competitive and ensure that business continuity remains for the foreseeable future.
How well do you think businesses have done in this regard? They realized how important automation was, digitization, and in the current economic climate, which continues to be uncertain, I suppose, what else can they do to future-proof their businesses? And what's holding them back, some of them?
Sure, I'm glad you asked that, Howie, because we believe that automation has now become of paramount importance and absolutely critical. It's not just a nice to have anymore. Mm. We talk about the changes in the pandemic has brought to every function of our life. And similarly, the current economic climate has also had a complete shift on how organizations can no longer have the luxury to operate in the old ways in the new world. So regardless of the type of industry you're in or the type of business you are, or the size of the business and virtual business that you're operating in, the virtual world has now created this current business premise to ensure that business resiliency occurs. So let's take a look at a couple of technologies that are out there that I think are here to stay. For example, e-commerce. The adoption of e-commerce has taken a whole new meaning during the pandemic. Some other key elements that come to mind are technologies like e-wallets and QR pay. These are transactional methods that are certainly here to stay. And with the ongoing pandemic, automation can be another step towards ensuring that business continuity happens. So topics such as artificial intelligence, digital workforce are no longer foreign, and they're extremely important and boosting factor towards business growth moving into the future. So all in all, automation and digitization are now a crucial step to consider ensuring that business continuity and growth happens. And aside from that, it greatly helps towards providing a competitive advantage for any business, which contributes to business gains in the long run.
We're speaking with Zakir Ahmad, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Asia Pacific and Japan at Kofax. Zakir, let's talk about you folks at Kofax. You guys are a tech company, generally speaking, right? So must have been well placed. You needn't have gone through. You already had that digital backbone. What did you guys do for 2020? How did the pandemic affect you?
Well, you know, we are a technology company. You're absolutely right, Howie. But we believe that we provide more than just technology and software solutions. We provide a platform for not just organizations to be able to improve their business processes and provide digitization and automation, but we provide a lot of best practices and we provide a lot of expertise that we bring with 28,000 customers around the world. So it was an interesting time for Kofax, for us here at Kofax, because when the pandemic started, no one knew. I think anyone would be lying to say that they knew how this was going to go. Even the companies that were providing technology that was at the forefront of what we needed in the pandemic didn't know how this was going to unfold. At Kofax, we were presently surprised that because of the pandemic, the digitization and the automation in companies, as I said, came to the forefront. So yeah. We've been working with companies in all industries, financial services, manufacturing, retail, transportation, logistics. And these organizations, again, and the interesting thing we found here at Kofax is that this is now not just limited to large enterprises. SMEs are coming to us and talking to us about how we can help their businesses. A very good example would be, you mentioned about the National Digital Identity Initiative. Kofax integrated one of our products called SignDoc, which was an initiative by Singapore's GovTech agency in November, and one of our customers, AIA, was one of the first companies to benefit from this. So along those lines, we've been working with companies to really help them, and really it ties back to the mission of us having this relentless focus on making businesses successful. So it's been a great year for us, and we're helping these organizations, and we really believe that we're giving back to the community in some ways and adding value to how businesses can operate going into the future.
How are you geared up for 2021 then, folks at Kofax, Zakir?
Yeah, so, you know, the interesting thing as part of what I described in 2020 is this momentum that we have. So what we're doing is, this is not a problem that is specific to a certain country or to a certain industry. So we remain extremely active and competitive in making sure that we are in this rapidly changing environment, that every business is susceptible to the changes of the economic crisis. Companies are under tremendous pressure to automate and digitize, and that's how we can help them. And this interruption of business that came along about a year ago. So as many companies still rely on these manual tasks for vital business processes and this mind-numbing work and manual tasks that they have to do, we are working very closely with them to be able to provide our technology to be able to automate these work processes. So going forward, we believe employees, customers, vendors, partners, and any other stakeholders that you have would prefer to engage with businesses in a virtual and digital manner. And that's where COFAX comes into play. And businesses need this increased visibility, this productivity, this timeliness of operational excellence and processes. So people are becoming much more comfortable and businesses realize the efficiencies of these approaches. And they'd like to continue to leverage them, these capabilities going into the future. And digitization helps address these concerns effectively. And that's where COFAX comes into play.
Zakir, what about key trends you might see in 2021, you think? More AI, maybe RPA, machine learning and such?
Absolutely. You raise an extremely interesting point, Howie, because I'll talk about some key observations. But before I do that, let me quickly mention that pre-COVID, organizations were obsessed with driving efficiency, collaboration, and innovation through analog strategies like building a smart office, equipment, innovative office design. You know, companies were talking about open floor plans, bean bags, latte machines, you go into an organization. And exactly. And the electronic whiteboards and all the tools that you could find to attract employees into coming and work for them. You fast forward to 2021, when employees and customers are now virtual, all of that is less important. Now there's a premium on digital transformation as the vehicle for driving employee productivity and customer experience. So organizations who are mastering the digital landscape, so from collaboration tools like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, to automation tools like intelligence automation, financial process automation, enterprise output management, or other tools like e-signature technology that I talked about, these companies will be thriving in the future. And we find that companies that are stuck in this analog business model that I talked about earlier are going to fall behind. So the trend is going to accelerate in 2021. We continue to, even after we continue to have people go back into the office, we find that this trend's definitely going to continue. And digital workflow is going to play an extremely important transformation part and is here to stay.
Zakir, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Great to be on the show again. And thank you for your time, Howie.
Zakir Ahmed, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Asia Pacific and Japan at COFAX. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.